Hello and welcome to the graduate series of the Chat Freelancer podcast, a special series where I give recent graduates from Glasgow Caledonian University a chance to let their personalities shine as they embark into the creative industries. I am joined in this episode by David. Hello, how are you doing?
Yeah, I'm pretty good. It's fun to be on. I've listened to a few episodes, listened to the previous graduate series.
Brilliant.
Nice to be a guest.
Full circle moment. I mean, how have you been? You're graduating. Well, you're finished now, aren't you?
Yeah, that's all the coursework done, yeah.
Amazing. How do you feel about it?
Yeah, it feels pretty good. It feels good. It doesn't feel the same as it did last year, because last year it was like coursework over, right, that's it, full stop. But then when the coursework ended, it's like, okay, now I need to get prepared for Caledonian Creates and also handing over all the Sign Language Society stuff. So it's like, oh no, there's still stuff to do.
Yeah, it's not just like, that's it. Completely done.
Like after Caledonian Creates is over and once that stuff's handed over, it'll be like...
That'll be it. What do I do now? We could get chatting about that though, because I sent you a bunch of questions and all students have picked 5 questions each. And the first question you picked, David, was, tell me about a project you were happiest / most proud of and why were you proud of it?
I've got 2, but I'll go with one. My creative practice one was really fun, Front Row Theatre app. And then my dissertation / honours project, whatever we call it, Spark BSL, went up at that one. Mm-hmm. So that was pretty fun because obviously it's, I don't want to say magnum opus, but like obviously it's like the culmination of like the past 2 years. It's like that's what you're kind of working towards is your like kind of dissertation. So that was a pretty good project, getting to do first-hand research for the first time, because obviously previously outside of user testing, it's all working off of that's already there. So it was interesting, like, oh, haven't they put a survey together, getting people to answer it and stuff, and then using that data to like drive the project.
Yeah.
And expert interviews, that was pretty fun. I got to interview a BSL tutor, so that was pretty interesting. And I get learn some pretty cool stuff that like the language is made up of 4 parts, not just the signs.
All right, cool.
As well as there's like regional dialects, not just like Scottish and English.
Tell us then, what is for people listening that might not actually know, what is BSL?
British Sign Language.
Amazing.
So the main language of over 87,000 people within the UK.
Wow. What the fuck? Yep. That's incredible. So that was your dissertation honours project, was on BSL?
Yeah. So it was about, remember the official title, how a UX resource can help 18 to 24-year-old Scottish students learn British Sign Language to help them contribute to a more inclusive society.
Amazing. And were you happy with your outcome and how the project went?
Yes.
Amazing.
Yeah, because the onboarding was pretty good, because it was teaching the user how to like, sign their name, because that's what we did at Freshers in the Sign Language Society, because I'm on the committee. So we're also trying to recruit members and... We'll teach people how to sign their name, and that's, I was like, oh, I'll use that for the onboarding, because that's like a really good way to introduce people, like the grammar structure and also like fingerspelling, because they need to spell their own name.
I think I can do mine. I think I learned this a long time ago. Is it C-H-L-O-E?
Yes.
Yes! Yeah, that's literally automatic though. Like my motor skills remember that sort of like motion, like it's so strange. So that I really like that's like the first sort of thing that people, because like your name's so important to introduce yourself. Yeah, amazing, absolutely amazing. And like what was the other project then? So that was creative practice
Front Row. So that was like, we were told, oh, like it's like creative freedom, do whatever you want. And I was stuck for a while because I thought, oh, did I go, because I had an idea of, oh, I could do the project that I wanted to do during the summer, but then just had no motivation for, which was like a skatewear brand.
Okay.
Because like I wear Vans a lot, so I thought, oh, that'd be kind of cool to do my own. But then I was like, no, I want to go into UI UX, so it makes sense to do like an app. And I was like, oh, I really love theatre. I'll do a theatre app. And then the name came to me, Front Row, and I'm like, I've got it.
Is that something that you want to do more of, that you enjoy, is UI UX design? Is that sort of where you feel like you're going to be going?
Yeah, that and branding, but I'm more go to UI UX, but I do enjoy doing branding as well.
Well, those two things work very, very well together as well. Yeah. But I imagine, like, you know, there'll be like, what I've heard from industry anyway, is that, you know, unlike uni where you're from the project beginning to end, I feel like you're just kind of more in just like maybe one part of that process.
Yeah,
so
that'll be interesting to...
Yeah, exactly, because I did a UI UX project for my dissertation as well, and it was, I mean, I enjoyed it, but I would probably wouldn't do it anyways again. Like, I enjoyed the research part of it, like you were saying, like, yeah, when you were speaking to the expert interviewers and things like that. That is the really interesting part, but yeah, I sometimes feel like it's such a niche skill to have, like you need to have, like, your brain needs to be wired that way.
Yeah, and I enjoyed the research part. I enjoyed both, like, all the UI and putting it all together and stuff, but the UX is obviously drives that, and I feel like that's really fun as well, because it's, yeah, interesting seeing how each step is. It's very logical,
yeah,
which works for me because I'm a very logical person, so
yeah,
in that sense, you've got autism and that's very logical, so
yeah,
it makes sense that way. Yeah, like, I'm just like, this makes sense because that step drives that step drives that, and it just
all fits clicks together.
Yeah,
brilliant. I love that. So can you tell us about a problem you were faced and how you overcame it?
Well, including autism, I've also got ADHD, so my time management is absolutely horrendous. And we were told at the start of this semester that our social lives are just going to fall flat. But one day, and I thought, okay, so this is going to be a busy semester. My time management is not the best. Mm-hmm. So I bought a whiteboard to put up in my room, and that helped tremendously because it let me visualize, okay, this, yeah, is what I need to get done, this is when I need to get done by. And like at the bottom, I had like, was it Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, mm-hmm, right? Because those were the days that we weren't in uni. And I wrote, okay, so that day I'm going to do this, that day I'm going to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Except I didn't stick to it religiously, because there was a point, I think it was just before, I think it was like the end of March, I was like, all right, I'll do a bit of dissertation writing today. And I was like, I can't be bothered. And then I had the motivation to do the industrial practice stuff, so I was like, I'll do that.
Yeah.
Because it'd be wasted energy, yeah, otherwise.
I think visualising things is really, really powerful when it comes to, like, keeping yourself, like, in an organised shape. Like, that's something that really helped me as well. Like, people would all be like, a Gantt chart. Like, nobody uses a Gantt chart. And I'm like, I love a Gantt chart because I can see everything plain as day. So sounds like that really sounds like you were presented with that, you know, problem that might hinder you, and then you've just totally came up with something that's gonna actually help you. So that'll stand you in amazing stead when it comes into going into industry as well. So what has been like your biggest highlight in your university experience?
Well, that is a question. Obviously, getting to work with like real life clients like the BBC, Hydrogen, Multiply, Scoot, that's all been pretty fun. So obviously getting to make great friends in the class and whatnot, and working on great projects and being on the committee, the Asylum Society, that's been pretty fun.
Yeah, talk to us about that then. How did you get involved with that?
So I'd always wanted to learn BSL since, I can't remember, maybe like high school, was like, oh, that'd be pretty cool to learn. Because
mm-hmm.
I knew like a bit of Macadon. The Macadon alphabet and the BSL alphabet are actually the same.
Right, okay. What's Macadon?
It is a communication tool with speech, signs and symbols to enable people with disabilities or learning disabilities to communicate.
Cool.
So it's not necessarily for people with people that are deaf. Or,
okay, yeah, yeah,
or
yeah.
I feel like they can use it.
Okay.
But it's, again, get a wider use case.
Yeah, yeah, got you.
Essentially. Anyway, so when we were at freshers in third year, when we get sent out in our wee groups and stuff, I noticed the table there, and I'll join. Why not? Then I joined, it was in for a year, and then they were doing we got to the end of third year, and they were doing the nominations for the committee.
Yeah.
And they said, oh, social media officer.
Yeah.
Doing the social media. Yeah, and I was like, we're nearing the end of, the IP3 module, which is obviously very much about designing for social media. And I was like, oh, I can do that. I can put those skills to use. So then I took on that role, and then it became bigger that I was not just a social media officer. I was a digital designer, because I ended up doing rebranding the St. Lamb Society. The rest of the committee, they liked the rebrand, because I'd put it in before I'd like put anything into the WhatsApp for the committee.
Yeah.
I shared it with some people in the class.
Okay.
And they were like, oh, do this. do that, obviously, just like reiterating the logo, refining it down, getting it to a place that I liked, and I had something that was pretty good, and it was pretty good for socials as well. So yeah, so that was pretty cool because we were able to like print stuff for Freshers. So there's like a banner,
like, cool,
their big roller banner, vinyl banner with stickers and stuff of the logo. So that was pretty fun.
You put that in your portfolio. You have to put that in your portfolio.
Yeah, that the photos aren't, because the photos aren't that high quality.
Yeah,
but I've put mock-ups.
Yeah,
of the stuff.
Got you.
In my portfolio.
Amazing. That sounds like something you're really passionate about, which is lovely, lovely to hear. Like, that's something that you said that you were interested in, and then you just said, fuck it, I'm gonna put myself in that space and learn more about it.
I mean, it's a really like important language. It is official, an official language of the UK, so
yeah,
it makes sense to learn it. Plus it helps with your cognitive skills and like communicating with other people. Like, say it's like a noisy area or something, you could just like sign to your friend rather than having to be like, what
are you saying? yeah I love that. No, so where do you see that going? Do you see yourself staying in that space, like doing more for ESL? Like,
I plan to like take official lessons.
Amazing.
Once, you know, I get a job and I can pay for that, because we did have lessons sort of within the society, because it used to be that on a Tuesday we'd have an online lesson with a tutor who teaches, like, say, greeting signs or like the signs for colours and whatnot. And then in the Monday we'd meet, and then we'd all like go over it together, make sure everyone understood what the different signs were, and just like practicing. And then obviously it would kind of repeat. The Tuesday would be the online lesson, and then the Monday we'd be meeting. That's how that would work.
Sounds like a big commitment. Like, it's amazing that you committed to that throughout, was it the whole 2 years?
Yeah.
That's amazing. That's incredible. Yeah, that's really inspirational.
Well, the way I thought was, it's like, right, the meeting is an hour. Like, both the tutoring session and the meeting were just, like, both an hour. So it was, like, 2 hours out of my week. It's...
Yeah, it's really, well, you think about it like that, isn't it? It's like, it's not that much time to commit. That's incredible. So another question you picked was, how do you feel about going into industry? It's a bit of a big question, to be fair.
Nervous, excited. It'll be fun. It'll be fun. It'll be nice to do what I've been doing for the past 2 years, like, but earning money for it. Anyway, so that'll be fun. It'll be interesting to see like the sort of like differences there is between industry and being in uni.
Yeah.
And also working with real clients, like, because obviously we've been able to work with, as I say, the BBC, Multiply, Scoot, Hydrogen and stuff, but they've all been sort of like fictionalised briefs with a real client. So it will be interesting to like do work for like real brands, essentially.
Yeah.
Whether like big, small, whatever, it still will be interesting to do work and then see it out there somewhere.
Yeah. Just like all your efforts coming into fruition. I think what's good about this course, and you might agree, is the fact that you have been able to do projects with the BBC, Scoot, Hydrogen, you know, Multiply. Like, these are real people, real studios and things, and be able to put that in your portfolio to then show potential, you know, people who are hiring.
Yeah.
It's like, that's amazing. Like, that's something that I absolutely loved about this course anyway, was like the sort of
networking.
Networking, and it feels real.
Yeah.
It's not just fictional, like, it's actual like real people, real studios, real work, which is incredible. So like, what did you enjoy the BBC project?
Yeah. I thought that was pretty fun. Because again, it was the first time working with like big, like, oh, it's the BBC.
Yeah.
So that was pretty fun to do as well, because we had four options, like an app based on gaming, health. Oh, I forget. Gaming, health. There's a third one that I can't remember off the top of my head. Fitness. Was that? Come under health. I can't remember. There was a third one that I can't remember, and then the fourth one, which is the one I chose, politics.
Yeah.
Which some people might pick as the more boring option. But it's like, it's something people need to be educated about.
Yeah.
So, and it makes sense to, like, because like they're targeting an 18 to 24 old demographic, it's like, well, the times weren't, it makes sense to educate people on politics. So that was a pretty fun project to do.
Yeah, I love the BBC project, because I liked how they had their branding guidelines.
Yeah, the BBC gel, that was was pretty fun being able to work within an already designed, like an already established design system,
mm-hmm.
and getting to use those guidelines as like, all right, use these icons, use this spacing, because like, because I hadn't used like grids or like columns and rows before.
It sounds like you really love UI UX, so yeah, just keep. Like, once everything's died down a bit, you'll be able to just, you know, take the time to have a look about and see what's happening in the job and industry front. Because, yeah, it could be quite, I felt very sort of not scared, but more sort of like, it's such a big transition.
Yeah.
Like, going from being at uni to then, oh, okay, now you're in industry, you need to find a job.
Yeah.
it's pretty wild. But, yeah, definitely enjoy the end of your uni and the event that's coming up on Wednesday and things like that as well, and finish it off on a nice note. So what is your biggest aspiration as a designer?
That is a question. I like my designs to be accessible, obviously, because obviously accessibility is a big thing nowadays with design, and I feel like that's like very important to do, so I want to make sure that my designs are accessible to people, not just like, oh, it's easy to find, but like making like information more accessible, because I feel like a lot of my projects have had that sort of, or at least my UI UX ones have had that kind of like underpin to them.
Yeah.
Like the BBC Politics, that's brought like political information in a more accessible format to people within that demographic.
Mm-hmm.
Front Row, making theatre more accessible by adding like an element of gamification to like buying your theatre tickets and like connecting people based on their like their favourite shows.
Yeah.
And then Spark BSL, making BSL more accessible to people to learn. So I feel like that's a really underpin to my UI UX projects.
Yeah.
So I feel like that's very important. Also, want to bring joy to people, I guess, in the sense of like, oh, bringing like fun experiences to people, of making sure, not obviously just like, oh, making sure they're accessible, but also that they're fun and engaging, making sure that all my designs are, like, they bring, like, joy to people. Even if it's, like, the only happy thing on their day, then at least it's better than none.
Totally. I'd say. I'd love to see the prototypes of these. I would love to see them, so I'll need to have a, I need to check out your portfolio and, like, your showreel and things like that. And I'm so glad that you're posting that, because I always get on it, students, when I was doing the workshops. Just to give listeners context, I did a couple of workshops this year with the fourth years, and I was hammering home the fact that LinkedIn can be your best pal when it comes to leaving uni and going into industry. So I'm so happy that you posted that, and you're hopefully continue to put yourself out there. It's amazing. So the ultimate question, David, which is, what is your movie of the week and the tastiest pie you've ever had?
Movie of the week? I thought it was favourite movie.
It could be any.
Can I say both?
You can say both.
I can say both. Right. So I'll do movie of the week first, because that's going to be like quick out of the way. Movie of the week, I'll say The Idea of You.
The Harry Styles fan fiction movie with Anne Hathaway.
It is really good. They actually brought in somebody that like co-wrote a bunch of songs for like famous pop stars, including One Direction, to like for the music for the movie. Oh. And it is.
I've heard mixed reviews.
I enjoyed it. It is like one of those like turn off brain movies, but in the sense of like, you need to know going at it, okay, it's a like, sappy rom-com type deal that's about a fictional boy band based in One Direction. Like, amazing. If you know that, like, going into it, then
you know what you get yourself in for. Yeah. I would probably love it. It's funny, actually, Gavin mentioned rom-com as well for his favourite movie. I can't remember which one, but rom-coms are the theme of the series, I think. Yeah.
And then my favourite movie of all time, I'd need to say the Spider-Verse movies.
Oh, the animated movies. Yes. They are phenomenal.
Oh, they're so good. The story is amazing. I love Spider-Man, so it.
Yeah.
Really, well, I love it that way. As I said, the story, the music, the soundtrack, the both of them are amazing. And obviously, you can't mention Spider-Verse without mentioning the animation. It is phenomenal.
Yeah.
Like the way that they do, like the kind of like the stepping, like the misprint.
Yeah.
Technique instead of like using motion blur. The way that they use the Benday dots for like light sources, and the whole like any frame you can press pause because there's no motion block, it can look like a panel out of a comic book. It is just phenomenally genius. Animated. Yeah.
It's a work of art. And I can't wait for the third one.
Same.
Whenever that's going
to
come out.
Yeah. Because I thought, because when I was listening to the Graduate series last year, I was like, okay, so it'll be a full trilogy by then. And it's like, it get delayed. I'm like, oh, cool. Two's fine.
Two's fine. No, I honestly, it is astonishing. The whole thing is just and do you know what I love, how like stimulating it is. It's so like it's so fast paced, like it keeps my attention because I can get bored quite quickly with that sort of thing, and it's just like it's everywhere, and like it's just magnificent.
Yeah, and I love how they use like different frame rates for stuff, because like they established it in the first one with like the kind of like scenery, the background going at 1 frame per second, but then the characters being in twos, which is also 2 frames per second. And then, like, they just amped it up in the second one with Hobie Spider-Punk, where, like, different parts of him were in different frame rates. And they're like, that's so genius. Like, you just, like, wouldn't think of that.
Yeah. I love how much you know about, like, the animation behind it. Like, that's
well,
like, so
good. My first course out of high school was animation and design. Because originally, when I was in, like, high school, I was like, oh, what do I want to do when I leave? And I was like, right, I like art. I like computing. What do you get when you combine them? Animation. For some reason, my mind did not go to digital design.
Yeah,
which is kind of ironic because I did a digital media like vocational subject in high school, so I don't know how my brain didn't make that link. But anyway, so I did like an animation design course for a year when I left, and then after that, I then did the digital media course at City of Glasgow.
Amazing. That's just I think that's the one I did as well. Yeah.
Yeah.
Feels like a lifetime ago. Feels like a lifetime ago. But no, good choices. And what's your tastiest pie that you've ever had?
Right. Before I do this, before I say what my tastiest pie, I need to give a special shout out to Prime Cuts in Ayr.
I love it because
if we're talking about pie, I could not mention this. If I got my pal,
kill you.
Pretty much, yeah. Basically, for full disclosure, it is owned by my best friend's dad, and my best friend works at it. But they have some award winning tasty steak pies, so. Definitely.
I'd myself there.
So that as a special mention. But for favourite best steak pie, I would need to say the steak pie from Roberto's in Airdrie.
Airdrie?
Yes.
Roberto's?
Yeah.
Where is that?
I
don't live in Airdrie, but I support Airdrie Football Club, obviously. But I've never heard of Roberto's.
It is a chippy. So basically, I'm trying to think. You know where the retail park is, with the McDonald's?
Yes.
Right, see how the roundabout, if you were to go left, it would take you to Morrison's.
Uh-huh.
Turn right, then you get to that setting roundabout. Uh-huh. You turn left there, it's...
Just there?
Just there.
What kind of pie?
It is a steak pie.
Oh, my God. Is it like a chippy?
Yeah, it's like a chippy steak pie. It's really good. Oh. So good, in fact, that for as long as I can remember, I've had it for my Christmas dinner every year.
That's fantastic. I need to take a leaf out your book and have... fucking chippy pie for my Christmas dinner. That's just so good.
Always been a thing since I was like young, because I used to get it for free. Like the person that owned it at the time, Roberto, like he, because mom and dad were like loyal customers, was like, all right, here's a like, free steak pie for David for his Christmas dinner. And like, it's just like always been a thing.
That's brilliant. That was fucking, I need to get myself there now. You do realize that, like, that's I'm gonna be getting for my dinner, like, tonight. I'll be driving past there on the way home. No, amazing, amazing choices. Before we cap everything off, David, I just want to give you an opportunity to say anything you want to say. Do you have any advice for students coming into the course? Anything you want to say to the people that you're on the course with? Anything that I've not asked you that you'd like to mention?
Let's see. Well, advice to the third years going into the fourth year for the last semester, be prepared. Your social life will bottom. just know that going in. Right, sure. Buy a whiteboard if you don't already have one. We could for your time management, if it's as bad as mine. and yeah, just enjoy it while it lasts, I guess, because they do say, oh, it's going to go in dead quick, and you're like, no, it's not. And it's like, how? What? How are we already here?
Yeah, I know. It's gone. It's done.
Yeah. Especially the last semester, like, oh, 12 weeks, your fittings are
gone.
It's like, how?
You're at the end now.
Yeah, it's insane.
Yeah, no, I'm so chuffed for you, and that's pretty solid advice as well. But yeah, thank you so much for coming on and chatting with me, David. It's been a pleasure to know you, to get to know you as well throughout the past year, and I'm so excited to see you go off in the industry. So thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you. If anyone wants to find me at Dymock Designs on Instagram, www.dymockdesigns.co.uk. And obviously just search David Dymock on LinkedIn and you'll probably find me.
Yeah, I'll link all of those in the description as well for anyone who wants to connect with David. But thank you so much. I appreciate it.